It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, struggling with obesity, nobody really understands unless they've been there. And then to go through and try every variation, every diet, every try it, you know what I mean, to get there. And then, you know, people end up doing this, or they assume, which we're trying to do is to kill the assumptions. And once we kill the assumptions of this, because it's not an easy journey. And I always tell everybody, you know, if you want a challenge, gain a whole lot of weight and try to get it off. Because it is, it's a journey. It's not an event. It's a journey. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, you know, it's a journey. I mean, you look at this. I mean, the ups and the downs, more downs than ups. But, you know, we talked about that today during, you know, the workout. But it's like until you've been there or until you have empathy for it, nobody really understands it.
Yeah, you got to work with it and reassess it and move on. We got to continue to add, which is what I love about this podcast we'll go into. You got to continue to add tools to your tool belt.
Good.
You know, some you use more, some you use less, some you don't have and you need to get.
That's,
you know,
that's right. And that's what I consider where Brandon, you know, we do this podcast because, you know, everybody's like, man, I wish I had a trainer like Brandon. Well, that's why we have this podcast, so we can hear, because Brandon, I mean, he doesn't have to stick with me, but he does. And he does. He tweaks my stuff and says, okay, you do this. Like this week, he just said, get your carbs at 31 grams a day. And that's what's wonderful about, especially dealing with obesity. If we take it all at one, and your famous, you know, small tweaks lead to great peaks.
Yeah, and just to be quick with it, that stuff can get overwhelming. So Sean was, we use an app to track his stuff, and we were going over it, and he was just completely confused by the percentages, yes. Right? They were changing, they were shifting, didn't quite make sense. And we sat down, broke him down a little bit just so he could have an idea, but I was like, Sean, you're putting too many things in your wheelhouse here. We got to slow it down. I gave him one thing to zone in and focus on, and he's nailing it. Now that he's got this down, this is second nature to him.
It is.
To keep the macros where that. Now we can focus on something else. Now we can go into maybe the percentage or whatever it may be, but we got to dial it in sometimes and just zone in on something. Because again, yes. If you got too many fires going, you can't maintain them.
That's right. And that's the beauty of Brandon. Brandon is a master at that. My clarity of mind is just amazing. And I mean, I've been on it. Brandon's had to change it so many times because there's not a one size fits all. And when dealing with obesity, the assumptions are just eat less, move more. We talked right. about that before, but it's not that way, Brandon. It just isn't. And I'm loving this, and I love the journey. I've embraced the journey. I don't necessarily, you know, some days are easier than others, and some days feel like it's Mount Vesuvius, but at the same time, it's a journey, not an event.
That's right.
And, our podcast is really awesome. I love getting these reviews. So here's another 5-star review from one of our listeners.
Another 5-star review from Bunny Barb. OMG, I loved this. So real and true. Y'all rock. This journey is not easy, but being a part of Tor is truly a blessing.
Yeah, great, great review. Thank you so much for that. And like I said, leave a review at theobesityrevolution.com. You know, give us some love, you know, give us a shout out. And it really helps us to be seen out there on the podcast views. So we want to help as many people as we can. But, you know, Brandon, we have an incredible guest today.
Yes.
Her name is Alana Lockwood. Okay. She's from Kansas. She's also one of our Tor VIP members.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to take the thunder away from her, but she's lost a significant amount of weight. I mean, she is a rock star. She's inspiring and she knows what she's doing. She's been, you know, doing the ketogenic lifestyle. Okay. And she is just amazing. So, Alana Lockwood, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was that exactly what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that I said exactly what you wanted to, what you paid me for saying. So that's all I'm saying.
All right. Yes.
Well, it's amazing to have you, Alana. Of course, you've been at this game for a long time as far as your weight loss. How long have you been on your journey?
I'm about halfway into my third year.
Okay. So. 3 years. Wow. 3 years.
Yep.
How many pounds have you lost so far?
218.
Wow.
That's a human being.
Wow. That's two human beings. What made you decide to start this journey?
I work in the geriatric field. I've been working in nursing homes and assisted living since 2006. And I was even working in them at my highest weight. But in 2017, toward the end of it, I was noticing that my mobility was starting to be affected by my weight. It was getting hard to walk long distances, to stand for long distances. My right knee would want to buckle sometimes and it would hurt. My hips would hurt. And in my family, necrotizing osteoarthritis runs in it, which basically the arthritis eats away at the bone. And it runs in my family in the hips. And so I was extremely worried, you know, what if I have it? I could have potentially ended up wheelchair bound. And then what would I do for work, right? So I started, technically, I started with water fasting because I couldn't get approved for a weight loss surgery. My insurance wouldn't cover it. All they would cover was 7 days or 7 visits with a nutritionist. That's all they would cover. So I couldn't get a weight loss surgery. So I knew that I had to lose weight quickly. So I started water fasting because at, you know, 510 or more pounds, that was the safest thing for me to do. Because with water fasting, it basically pushes your body into ketosis, which is part of the keto diet. You want your body in ketosis because that's when it, you know, really uses the stored up fat as fuel for your body. So water fasting is the quickest way to get into ketosis, and that's how I lost my first 60 to 70 pounds.
How long were you water fasting for?
Most of the time, 3 to 5 days.
Wow.
The longest I went was about 14 days.
Wow.
And then I broke it completely wrong and gained back a bunch of water weight. But I knew then that I needed to find something else because to water fast, it takes a lot of willpower not to eat. And when you break your fast completely wrong, then you can also put yourself at risk for injuring your heart with all that quick water weight gain. It can really affect your heart, and that's not the smartest thing. And, you know, if anyone wants to look that up, I would advise doing months of research like I did. So you have to do research with whatever diet you want to do. You have to really know what you're doing so that you don't potentially cause more harm to your body.
And your highest weight that they could record was 510 pounds, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought you said it, which is pretty amazing. So dealing with that, you know, being morbidly obese, did it start back in your childhood? Tell us a little bit about your childhood.
My childhood, I was always a bigger kid. I was always the bigger kid.
Yeah.
My dad was a Boy Scout troop leader. And what I, looking back and really reflecting on my childhood, what I could really figure out was that I have 3 older brothers. My dad was a Boy Scout troop leader. My mom was a Boy Scout troop mom. Like, I was raised more like a boy than anything.
Right.
And so I really wanted to, you know, be one of the guys. I really wanted to, you know, be cool with my brothers and stuff like that. So, you know, boys eat a lot more food than girls normally do when they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a stigmatism. And so I would try to keep up with my brothers with whatever they were doing. So food, play, everything like that. But also, I don't even blame my parents, but you know, in school, you get bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You get bullied for being bigger, no matter what age you are, you get bullied. So I did get bullied, but also my dad had never raised a girl. My mom you know, I tried to be as tomboyish as possible. And so part of being a boy is you have to kind of, you don't cry. You don't show your emotions. You just suck it up, rub some dirt on it, you know, spit in it, call it good, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think at a very young age, I started bottling my emotions. I didn't want to look weak. I didn't want to look like, you know, a girl. And so I think at a very young age, I started bottling my emotions. And then to fill that void, I would use food as a comfort tool. You know, and you get candy for, you know, good grades. You get this for that. And I was
right.
I was born in 88, so I was raised in the early 90s. So we had like Surge. We had those greedy Doritos. We had
born in the same year. So.
We had all of the worst food.
Yeah.
Those gigantic pixie sticks that, you know, were basically like cocaine for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
A fat kid's dream, right? I mean, that's because that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The early 90s were so that.
Yes.
You know, Gushers started coming out, baby bottle pops, you know, all, you know, McDonald's and stuff like that. All of that was so huge back in the 90s. And so, you know, you know, we didn't eat terribly bad. As far as I can remember, we didn't eat terribly bad. My parents always cooked. We rarely really ate out, you know, except for maybe Sundays. But I really don't know when it all started. I just know it started in my childhood. And then, you know, I got bullied more for being bigger and all that. And then it just by middle school, I reached 200 pounds by sixth grade.
Hmm.
Or sixth or seventh grade, I reached 200 pounds.
And you've lost 218 pounds. So what you weighed in sixth grade, you lost. Man.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I think at this point, I am lighter than I was into high school.
Wow.
Great.
That is great. And did this turn into like a eating disorder? Did you struggle with that at all?
Yeah, it turned into binge eating. It, you know, everyone emotionally eats. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, blame emotional eating because everyone does, no matter what size they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it did turn into binge eating. You know, I would be so tired. I would be so upset, you know, if going out into society, going out shopping, you get the, you know, looks like, oh my gosh, look how big she is. You know, you get people staring and pointing, and then now you even get people taking your picture or videotaping you like, oh my gosh, look at her.
Right.
You know, just to put on social media. And I probably even developed some agoraphobia because
yes.
I hated being
you
out
hid.
In public.
Yeah, you hid in the shadows.
And so it did. It turned into binge eating disorder. I mean, I could put away, oh gosh, probably a large pizza, probably with the extra toppings, you know, a family size bag of Cheetos, you know, a 2 liter of pop, and that could just be one meal. I mean, I binge ate, and you know, I tried not, but then the minute I tried to deny myself a certain amount of food, I couldn't. I tried, but I couldn't. I needed that amount of food. I needed to eat until I practically hurt so bad to feel like, okay, that's enough food.
Wow. Go into this, Brand. You grew up at the same time. I heard you say that,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was all there from a trainer's perspective, what you've dealt with that a lot.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on what you've heard so far about Alana?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you hear a lot. We attach our emotions with our food. Cause
yes.
I was talking with our actual client earlier. We sit there and want that temporary 10-minute satisfaction of
right.
eating something good, feeling good. But then that comes along with a 24-hour guilt trip or, oh, why do I do this? Or I set myself back. So you just have to learn to kind of re-channel of how we're going to deal with those emotions and
that's
deal with
good.
That stress, because life is going to continue to happen.
That's
you know?
Right.
We
that's
can't
right.
go to the same thing all the time when we start getting stressed out, especially if it's, you know, hurting us in a negative
correct.
Way. So, and it sounds like Alana's completely shifted that. You've got to shift where, how you attack the problem that you're being faced with. We can't go to food because food's not going to fix it.
Well,
you know?
And that's a good point. So Alana, based on what Brandon said, what flipped the switch for you? You know, how many times have you tried diets, number one, and then when did that switch flip?
I've tried diets probably I mean, my family even tried to get, because my family's bigger. I will say that. My family is bigger. I don't know if you can push it on genetics or not, but all of my family's bigger.
Yes.
So we've tried diets. We tried the Atkins diet. We tried this diet. We, you know, went on family walks and excursions and stuff like that. And, you know, for me personally, trying different diets, I tried Jenny Craig. I tried SlimFast. I tried the Atkins diet again. I tried green tea diets, green coffee bean diets. I mean, whatever I could get my hands on, just right, from the,
yes,
you know, over the counter.
Yes.
You know, I tried the fat burns and stuff like that. I even tried Shakeology with Beachbody, and they have good workouts, and the shakes, I'm not a big fan of them. They don't fill you up for someone with, you know, that's obese and that, you know, uses food mainly as not fuel for their body, but for comfort. The shakes don't keep you full. They can't replace one meal.
Right.
Because the next meal you're going to binge. Because you don't feel full. And, you know, and then I also tried, I think it was Level with Thrive. I've tried that. I've tried their multivitamins and their patches and their shakes. And, you know, they don't keep you full either. I mean, unless you really follow a good strict diet already. That, yeah. I can see both of those things enhancing that, but not to start out. So what flipped for me is within the water fasting. You know, water fasting was where I finally was like, okay, so I don't need food all the time to keep going. And then after, you know, I would say probably the first 6 months to 9 months of finally losing weight and everything like that, and trying a couple different diets, I've noticed what whenever I reverted back to and tried to eat the old foods that I used to eat all the time, how sick it made me feel.
Right, right.
You don't notice it. You don't notice how much sodium and sugar is in food, for one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even, and I don't even think it's like the good sodium for you. It's the sodium that you even look at it and you gain water weight. I also have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And that means that my hormones are so imbalanced. And I used to go 6 months without a period sometimes. And with the PCOS, and I also retain a whole bunch of fluids, which people with lymphedema and all that can, you know, understand.
Yes.
So I have to really watch how much sodium I take in. I have to watch how much carbs I take in, because carbs can also lead to water weight, especially if I don't burn enough calories to counteract those carbs. So if I overdo it on carbs, if I push myself really far with carbs, I can automatically gain water weight. And I've done some research with that. And so, I mean, losing the weight, you know, eating the old food that I used to, it wasn't doing what it used to do for me.
Sure. And what were you going to jump in and say, Brandon, about the sodium? I mean, yeah, that's a very big point.
With her talking, she talked about how she'd go on the water fast and how she'd get feeling good. And I imagine she's in ketosis, which typically is a pretty good state of feeling. Again, we're not pushing that off on anybody here, but you typically feel pretty good once you start burning some ketones and you get all the junk out of your system and you pretty much just detox.
Yes.
And a lot of times, and then you go back to the food you're eating and you feel absolutely terrible. We really don't realize how bad we're feeling until we realize how good we can feel.
That's,
you know,
true.
So once you get a little taste of that, that's a great way and a great motivator to be like, oh man, this food is making me feel bad. I want to go back to doing what I was doing.
Right, right.
And, you know, to backtrack a little bit too with Alana talking about all the different diets and programs that she's gone through. Alana, you may look at it and think, oh, I made mistakes here and those were the wrong choices. But the way I like to look at it is I think you were just trying to find your niche. And with people listening who want to try everything, I know we've talked about this before on a podcast, but like
very powerful.
Try it. You're searching for an answer. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got to figure it out and then listen to yourself and then self-research, because it is on you to figure out how your body works, how you may retain water. Some people break down carbohydrates a lot easier than other people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
100%.
Sit there working through this process. Keep fighting through those different diets, those different nutrition plans until you kind of find the niche. Like, for instance, I mean, Alana, you're probably the first client I've talked to that said to start off water fasting was just for them. That was your niche. Sounds like you've done fantastic with it. It put you into ketosis and you rolled into it. Typically, I would go, and it depends on the individual's personality, I'd go opposite. I'd try to get them in keto first by eating so that way they're still satiated. And then if they want to attempt something like water fasting, I'm all for fasting. You know, guys, check with your medical doctors and all that stuff before you sit there and say, well, Brandon said fast for 25 days. You know, I'm all for that stuff. So you just keep going back and forth until you find that little rhythm that works for you and stick with it until that rhythm doesn't work anymore. So I just, Alana, I loved your story of going through all that stuff into where you're
and
at
she
now.
She jumped out full force. I mean, she just went, you know, hey, here I'm going down for the, you know, it's time. It's go time for Alana. That's what we say, man. That's a good case. Go time for Alana. So here's the thing, Alana, mental health's a big issue. You know, support is a big issue, right? And then, you know, the struggles that we face. Okay. So what I want you to do real quick is that, you know, supporting obesity is running rampant. You know what I mean? It's a pandemic, and you know, there's not enough acceptance. There's not enough, you know, support. So what's your thoughts?
My thoughts on supporting people who are obese is, you know, from someone who was obese, and is still fighting that. I find that if you want to support them, you help them start getting active. You say, okay,
good.
You're doing this. That's okay. Let's go do this. You know, and if my cousin had been closer, we would have been out walking. We would have been doing this. And it's kind of tricky because it really also depends on that person and where they are mentally. Some people don't want the help. Some people do want the help.
Yes.
And also, I mean, if they are dieting, don't force food on them. Don't offer them food.
Good.
If they are doing a specific diet, support that. Make something that they can eat. Because that is also a big thing. We don't want to go out. We don't want to go to functions if we're dieting because we don't want to be tempted. Take that temptation away from us by making foods to support us.
Good.
So if we're doing the keto diet, make us a veggie tray or something like that. You know, and if you see someone that is obese at the gym, high five them. Give them support. Don't judge them. I mean, it takes a lot for us to get to the gym. If you see us at the gym, freaking go get us a banner and be like, this person's rocking it.
That's right.
I mean, maybe not.
Let's do it. We heard it from Alana. Go time with Alana. There we go. Yeah. That's good. Final question. Uh-huh. You're a Tor VIP member,
which is great. And Sean was just kind of filling me in on your backstory, Alana. You just recently joined, correct?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday.
Beautiful.
I recently joined. Yeah.
Awesome. I just want people listening to is a lot of times people when they see somebody like Alana who's dropped 218 pounds. Granted, she still says she has some work to do, but when people hear that, they assume that you have it all figured out. She's dropped 218 pounds. She knows exactly what she's doing. But what I love is she's continuing to grow and she's continuing to get outside her comfort zone. And now she is taking her weight loss and her health and her wellness to the next step by joining a group. Because a lot of people say, well, what does she need help for?
Right.
She's got to figure it out. We all need that support. We all need that community. And by her jumping into this community, granted, I hope that we can help her and give her tips to excel what she's doing, but she can also help somebody else who's coming
good.
Through the same story.
That's what it's all about.
So I'm just
about.
Excited that you've joined.
She came last week. Brittany invited her to our weekly night meeting. Did you have a good time in that meeting? Let me ask you that.
Oh, I did. I had a fantastic time in that meeting.
What do you think of the Tor VIP, which is the Obesity Revolution, very important person, program, and support group. And you were talking about support. Support's vital. Social acceptance is vital. And it gives us validation so that we can go forward. And what did you think? And we was like, hey, Lonnie, you get this time, you know, first time. She came to it and no pressure. And everybody gets, and she's like, no, I'm joining tonight, is what she said. And I'm like, wow, she inspired us because we let her share her story and she lost 218 pounds. So what do you think of the Tour VIP group, and what sort of gave you that in where it felt good, felt comfortable, and erased all the skepticism or anything like that? And what do you think? Do you think people that are struggling with obesity, is this the right community for them? I want to ask you. We're going deep with Alana.
It is. It is the right place for them to be, because not only have you guys created exercises for people with limited mobility, you've also created a group where they can come and they can share struggles. And, you know, it's a place where there is really no judgment. Because, I mean, I'm farther ahead than some other people. And I do need that support. I do need people that understand what I'm going through. And that is what Tor provides. Because, I mean, there's also Stella, who's been crushing it, losing 250-some pounds. I mean, her and I are people that have found our niche. And our niche isn't for everyone. Other people, like Brandon said, can, you know, process carbs a lot quicker than other people, you know, and some people may thrive on a completely different diet.
Mm-hmm. And you know, your niche changes.
And that's the beauty of Tor, is that there's people from all different dieting programs, in quotes, that are part of it. There are some people that are fasting, some people that aren't. But also with Tor, I've noticed that you guys do have a nutritional plan. And I know that that could probably be tweaked to other people, but mostly it's the support, because, you know, I've plowed ahead by myself, and I've reached points where I needed more support. I needed a community. Sure. And that is what Tor is. And, you know, like I said, Tor also, you can have fun, and they understand what you're going through. No matter, you know, how many times I've posted on Instagram, social media is kind of cold in that aspect. People be like, you're doing great, but keep going, everything like that. And I'm just like, but you don't understand where I'm coming from. You started at, you know, 180 pounds. You don't know what it's like to be 500 right. plus pounds.
Right. Wow.
You know, and as much as I love people commenting on my posts on Instagram, you know, good job and everything like that, I'm sharing my journey so that I can help inspire other people that have been in my position.
Wow.
But it is possible, even without surgery. And I know that Tor can also do that too.
Well, Alana, that's powerful. And by the way, she's going to be one of our ambassadors. Everybody was just like in awe when we heard her story. And of course, you come there, I get, you know, you hear some good singing.
Yeah, that's beautiful singing.
Yeah, okay. I never heard that being said, but we have a good time. And Alana Lockwood, you are a rock star.
Thank you.
And you matter. And hey, Alana, if people want to follow you on Instagram, what is your Instagram handle?
It's Impossible Alana. Is IMPOSSIBLEILANA.
And thank you for being willing to share your story. Yeah. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Final word for you, Brandon?
No, just an inspirational story, and just to let you know out there, you guys, you can do it. She's doing it. Other people are doing it. So can you.
Go to theobesityrevolution.com. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to The Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.